And the foul, Sheridan fouls Mason Yon. That's the 16th foul. So the rest of the way out, both teams in single bonus. This will be the second foul against Jack Sheridan.
So pick your poison. There's two people on Harbor Beach that I would not foul. That's the Yon brothers.
Yeah, exactly. 2:31 left in the fourth. Finkel feeds it into Kadar right away, and Stoutenberg fouls Kadar immediately. So they take Dylan Kadar to the free throw line. It's not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 4 points. 42-30. 2.5 left in the regulation. John, you got anything there on Dylan Kadar?
Well, he's young. Yeah, actually, he's got a nice shot, so I don't know if I'd foul him either.
First free throw is good from the sophomore. He now has 5. I love his big deep breath before he shot that one, John.
Oh, a sigh of relief. I want to go in there, too.
Yeah. Trenton Lee sits down. He's replaced by Ben Krieger, going with a little more mass out there. Out there for Harbor Beach right now. We have Devin Finkel, Mason Yon, Dylan Kadar at the free throw line, Evan Spaglinski, and Parker Yon. Second free throw from Kadar is good as well. 2 for 2 on that trip, out to a 14-point lead.
Ben Krieger will be out there to hit a tray, by the way.
2:25 left in the fourth. Over to the right wing to Stoutenberg. Stoutenberg nearly traveled with it at the left wing, down to Krieger at the right block, in for 2 points. Krieger making his presence known immediately. He has 4, 42-32. Pressure coming from Sandusky in the full court. Mason Yon breaks it by dribbling all the way through everyone and retreats back to midcourt. 2 minutes left in regulation. To Finkel, back to Mason Yon. He has Sheridan on him, dribbling all the way around.
The word is out. Do not foul Mason Yon.
Over to Kadar, and they're going to foul him again.
Now, this is the kid who just hit 2, okay?
And so Stoutenberg picks up his 3rd, team's 7th. Team's 8th. So, Dylan Kadar back to the free throw line, shooting 1-1 this time. 42-32, 1:49 left in the fourth quarter. Big deep breath again. Kadar's free throw. This one is good. So he's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe in this quarter alone. Substitution for Sandusky, Zach Franzel replaces Stoutenberg.
This young man's giving a clinic out there.
Definitely. So out there for Sandusky right now, we have Carlson, Sheridan, Nelson, Franzel, and Krieger. Kadar's second free throw. That one's good as the first, and as good as the first two before that. Out to 14 points.
And this is under pressure for the sophomore. I think this is great.
46-32, 1:40 left in the fourth. Carlson for 3, top of the key. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Mason Yon. And Harbor Beach now starting to get all momentum on their side. Finkel is going to be fouled, streaking down the far sideline by Carlson. That's his first, team's 9th. Devin Finkel at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He has 3 points in this ballgame. And Harbor Beach was leading by just 7 points after Sandusky hit a 3, and Finkel responded with a 3 of his own. 1:34 left in regulation, 46-32. Finkel's first free throw in 1-1 situation. This one is good as well. Sandusky can't find anyone that's not going to make a free throw here. Ties their largest lead of the night at 15, 47-32.
And whatever the scouting report said, I think they tore that 3x5 card up.
I think so, too. Second one's no good. Rebound Krieger for Sandusky. It's a 15-point ball game, 90 seconds left. Carlson at the left wing against Finkel, spinning his way to the top of the key. Gets a screen from Nelson going all the way around the perimeter into the corner to Franzel. Skip pass to the left wing to Sheridan. Inside the lane, wide open in the right corner is Franzel. This one's no good. Rebound Spaglinski for Harbor Beach. 47-32, still a 15-point lead. Mason Yon dribbling all the way around the perimeter at the top. Now ball all the way back at the midcourt. 1 minute remaining. Sandusky will not foul Mason Yon unless they really have to. Less than a minute to play. Over to Dylan Kadar. Over to Devin Finkel. And he is fouled as Krieger is going to be called for that one.
Sandusky, they just gave a huge compliment to Dylan Kadar.
They weren't going to follow him either. So this puts Finkel back to the free throw line, shooting 2 now. Double bonus situation for Harbor Beach. 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 47-32. Stout defense from both sides of the ball tonight. Finkel's first free throw. This one's no good, but it's double bonus. 47-32, 15-point lead. Finkel's trying to extend this one out. It's their largest of the night if with a made free throw. Second one, this one is good. 16-point lead, 48-32. with 53 seconds left. Carlson gets a screen from Nelson to Krieger, top of the key. And dives into the lane. The floater's up. This one's no good. Rebound Mason Yon for Harbor Beach. And there's the foul with 39.8 seconds left. So we walk the length of the court. And this puts Mason Yon back to the free throw line for two shots. That's the 11th team foul and the second against Carlson. Mason Yon tonight from the free throw line, 4 for 4. And he has 17 total points. seconds left. Got a substitution coming in here next. And Mason Yon missed the free throw.
Where was he about 3 minutes
ago?
Yeah, no
kidding. Substitution for Harbor Beach. Nathan Seaman checks in and replaces Parker Yon. And the foreign exchange student, Yelen Pinnell. Ian, I'm not sure how to say his first name exactly. Staying with the Wookiee family. He checks in. And Mason Yon makes the second one. So we have a dead ball here. Devin Finkel checks in. Michael Anderson as well. Devin Finkel and Mason Yon sit down. 49-32. 17-point lead. Harbor Beach is going to take out Sandusky here. 35 seconds left in regulation. Krieger at the left wing. Being guarded by Seaman. Pops up the three. This one's airballed. And out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball. 90 feet from their own hoop. 27.9 seconds left. Token pressure coming from Jack Sheridan, and Michael Anderson's going to dribble this one out. Sandusky's not even going to foul anymore. Yelen for the three. He nails it!
Oh.
Pinnell with the three. The foreign exchange student, 52-32, now a 20-point lead for Harbor Beach. Krieger with the 17-footer rattles that one home. He has 6-52-32. 52-34 now. 1 second left in Harbor Beach. Takes out Sandusky, and the Pirates now advance to 7-2 in divisional play, 9-6 on the season, and they now have not lost in 14 days, and they've just gained their third win in a row in their fourth of their last five games. Final score from Harbor Beach. John, do you have it? They turned the scoreboard off.
It is
52-34.
34.
34 for Sandusky, 52 for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach moves on in the Greater Thumb East. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll have all your post game coming up in just a hot second right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agri Valley Services.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery and your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright.